Blog Talk Radio.
Well, praise the Lord, everybody. I want to welcome you to another edition of the Miracle Man Show here on Tuesday, February 7th of 2023. And I'm coming to you live from my mom's house over in my parents' house over in Clarkston, Michigan, Ortonville, Clarkston area. I'm getting ready to go to, this little place called Florida tomorrow. We're leaving. We're flying out tomorrow in the morning to go hide in a hotel. I mean, go to the beach and what have you, nice weather and relax. And, I'm looking forward to it. And, winter's been, I was going to say hard. If you look at it weather-wise, it's been it's had hard parts to it, but it's also had parts that weren't. So that's why I like to say winter's been, well, winter. But, like, at the same time, I wouldn't say the worst of the worst. That's a good way to put it. Like, that's why I said winter's been, well, winter. If we've had our fair share at some point, the way it is, I'm sure at some point, old man winter will try to throw a bite at us, even when we get near March. Mother Nature will try to throw a little bit of one last, snow that we don't need, at least that I think we don't need. And, in Florida, generally, winter means, and this is why a lot of people go there in the winter, it means many days that are in the 70s in a lot of places, some 80s, some 60s, but rather be plucking. But I was going to say, some 80s, some 70s, some 80s, some 60s here and there, that period, as I've looked at the forecast for this week, we're going to have a little bit of all three, but luckily more 70s and 80s as opposed to 60s, because 60s, to me, that's not as much. And during the summer, I like lots of 80s songs. Mom, thank you. But in the house now, and I at least my stuff packed. She, mom still has to pack some things in her suitcase. But, that need to go in her suitcase that are not in there. Are they not in there? Guess what? I don't know. But, it's, of course, good to be with you. And I want to talk to you guys a little real quick about something, and here's what this is, your attention, and that is, not everyone who preaches does so, reading verses out loud, like in my case through the show, or from a pulpit, or from, some other means. And my dad's going to be preaching tonight to India. And some 5 or 7?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. But, yeah, that one. But I was saying a minute ago, so there's a pastor that my dad knows about in India, and he's been in prison since Christmas time. And in India, they do not treat the prisoners very well in India. They don't treat the prisoners with much respect there. But if you can keep him in your prayers, it would be a great thing. Of course, keep my dad in your prayers as he gets ready to preach to India tonight. And because I know that, you know, God's going to use him. He always does use him. Anytime he does something like this. And so, but what I wanted to mention to you is we preach, you know, as Christians, we preach by our lifestyle. And in my own way, I'll be preaching when I go to Florida, because I only say that because, like, you know, because I know I'm, don't want to brag on myself, but I've been told many a time that I'm an inspiration to people. I've been told that many a time, many times. And I'll be at different beaches, malls, and all the like in Florida, you know, near the Tampa Bay region. And people see me. They think I'm an inspiration to them, and different people that I've seen in so many different places have told me. And even at a couple of the, you know, donut shops, ice cream shops that I've been to, which one of them, like the last night I was there last year, this place called Dough. Man, it was almost as if those people knew me. Remember, Mom? It was almost as if these girls knew me, even though they didn't at all. They hadn't seen me. Didn't know who I was. Told them who I was, and they thought, like, they thought I was cool, like, how I knew as much about Tampa as I did. And because I've been going to that part of Florida the last couple of years, and it's a great mix of city with, you know, having the beaches nearby. So you get the best of both worlds over there in the Clearwater area of Florida. I remember last year, the last Sunday night service before pastor was in the pulpit, people were bringing up their offerings, and it sounded to me like he said, "Thank God for Florida." But he actually said, "Thank God for you," or something else to somebody. Remember that, Mom? For a second, did it actually sound like he said, "Thank God for Florida"? It sounded like it, though. Like, did he say that? You would think it'd be Vicky saying that. You know, or Rodney Howard Brown will, because he lives there. If Dr. Barclay lives there, though, then I think he would, though. Then I think he would have, though. I mean, but for a second, it literally did sound like it. Maybe it was just me being cold. I don't know. And, you know, this time, luckily, won't be too many 60s. You know, it's why it's so important that you watch, you know, what comes out of your mouth and what have you, because obviously if you're a Christian and people know it besides just you, people are watching you. They're watching. They really are. That's why I can say, you know, our lifestyle preaches. And they see you, you know, praying over your food and stuff. That's a sign to people. It's a sign. And sometimes people could just see you, you know, and be like, I want whatever they have. What is it you got? You're like, well, you got the joy of the Lord. Because maybe they could see a smile. Maybe they could see you know, who knows? Now, back when everybody, almost everywhere, was being forced to wear a face diaper, my mom had a certain face diaper that she would wear that said, I'm actually smiling under this. It said, I'm actually smiling. she actually had a face diaper that said that. And so that was pretty neat. Thought it was funny that it would say that. But it was one of those things that I thought was funny. After I get back, you know, we'll have the Holy Spirit conference coming up at like the 28th of February to the 3rd of March. And that is a great thing, you know, to watch God move. They just got done with the Holy Spirit Conference in San Diego, California. And, you know, God moved. Great things were said there by Drew Barclay and the others that spoke. From the pulpit, and very well attended. They met the budget on the second night, which is always a great thing. And obviously they're called Holy Spirit conferences for a reason. They're designed to let the Holy Spirit go in there and do whatever it is that he wants to do. And Dr. Hagen had once said, you're going to have a conference of some kind. You have to find something to call it. Don't just call it a conference. You have to have a name for it. Like, what's the focus going to be? But, you know, like, is it going to focus on Ministry of Helps? Is it going to focus on, is it going to focus on leadership? You know, the Holy Spirit, the gifts of the Spirit, but, you know, different things that it could be focused on. And, maybe it could be a Comic-Con. Wait, I hope not at a church. comics. Oh, Jewelry Con? What is that? Comic Con, but with jewelry? Yes, the kingdom of God, as opposed to just, you know, jewelry. The jewels of the kingdom of God, not the jewels of jewelry. Nothing. What? Why did you yay about jewelry? We all know you do. And shoes. Think you still got a full closet of shoes upstairs.
Do you any shoes?
I will. Just saying. One time pastor was teasing about Vicky having a big shoe collection. But anyhow, that has nothing to do with any of this. So, enough of that. So, I want to let you know tomorrow night, because of the flying and what have you, I won't be doing a show tomorrow night. But come Monday, I'll be back Monday. And then, of course, Tuesday is, Valentine's Day, which... I will be in Florida. Yeah. But, so I want to remind you of the two things that I always mention to you every night that we come on the air. The first thing I want to mention to you is about the book, Rivers of Miracles. It's the story of my life, how great God has been, how God has always been there, always been on my side. He's always been on my side, there on my side, always. And he's, I can't help but thank God for always leading me, for always guiding, every time that I've needed him to help me. And he's helped me because he loves me. And the book is called Rivers of Miracles. And you can go online to the website Rivers of Miracles. That is RIVERS of miracles.com to find out information about the book, Rivers of Miracles, and how it can be a blessing into your life. Because it's just great to see the hand of God, and to know that miracles can happen and do happen. And I fully believe in miracles. He was doing miracles back in the days of Noah. Back in the olden days, in the days of Moses. In the days of Abraham, he's still doing miracles now. Because when you think about it, Abraham, at that age, they weren't supposed to have children. Hopefully they did. And they waited. They waited. They waited. And waited. And sometimes you have to be able to wait on the Lord. I believe this year for so many of God's people, the wait is over. That miracles are coming. It's not just something I'm sitting here to say. It's something I'm sitting here saying because I honestly believe it. If I didn't truly believe it, why would I say it? I wouldn't if I didn't feel like it was going to happen. Honestly, I believe it. Believe that it's going to happen. Praise God. I really do. Amen. So, thing I want to remind you about is about the PayPal. And if this has been a blessing into your life over the years, and I pray to God that it has been a blessing to your life, then you can go online to PayPal to sow your seed into the program. And whenever I get notified that seed's been sown, I pray over that seed. I pray over it. I thank God for it because it just helps us keep going, helps people find us. And I'm believing God that more and more people find us and can be healed, delivered, set free, give their life to Jesus and have their destiny changed from hellfire to eternal heaven. And so, and, you know, now to sow your seed. And by the way, I don't determine an amount for you. That's between you and God. I don't sit here and say, you better give this certain amount, otherwise this won't work. You still get the same show from me, whether you sow a seed, big seed, a little seed, or not one at all. But can't do that at the grocery store. Can't do that at stadium. Can't do that. Can't try that at the movie theater. Nope. But and when you sow your seed into this program, the Miracle Man program, you're sowing into good ones here. No rocky places. None of those work. Just, you know, stone in the ground, the birds of the air eat it up. Good soil, yielding a crop. Like that parable. And and there's a verse I want you to be thinking about as you get ready to sow your seed. It is Luke 6:38. Give, and it shall be given unto you. It didn't say tithe, and it shall be given unto you. It didn't say fast, didn't say pray. Didn't say cry. It said give, and it shall be given unto you. Press down. My cup runneth over, not my cup tippeth over. You know, ever been sitting at a table and your cup just randomly tips over and you don't know why? What? but it's supposed to be my cup runneth over, not tippeth over. Press down. Good. Given it shall be given unto you. Press down, taken together, running over, shall men give unto your bosom. For whatsoever measure you give, it shall be given unto you. And so that's a great verse to stand on as you prepare to sow your seed tonight. And in order to sow your seed, what you do is you go to paypal.com. In the search bar, you'll see a search bar, by the way. You will type in my name, Rivers Shukla. What? Rivers, R-Y-V-E-R-S. The last name is Shukla, S-H-U-K-L-A. And by the way, the first R in Rivers is in the S in Shukla. Both of those are capitalized. So please make a note of that. Also, there is a space between Rivers and Shukla. And I would like for you to be made aware of that as well. So you have the idea of what's going on with that. I don't think so. How about that? Just took a little quick pause.
Well, that.
Hi.
Good.
What? Quick sip of water. And now I'm gonna sing a couple of songs for you. Get into the word of the Lord, and then I have my Super Bowl pick that I'm going to give you tonight, because it will show the view before and so as I said, I'm going to sing couple of songs. I won't forget the wonder of how you bought deliverance, the exodus of my heart. You found me, you freed me, held back the waters, my release. Oh, Yahweh, you're the God who fights for me, Lord of every victory. Hallelujah, hallelujah. You have torn apart the sea, you have led me through the deep. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, the cloud by day is a sign that you are with me. The fire by night is the guiding light to my feet. You found me, you freed me, held back the waters for my release. Oh, Yahweh, you're the God who fights for me, Lord of every victory. Hallelujah, hallelujah. You have torn apart the sea, you have led me through the deep. Hallelujah, hallelujah. You're the God who fights for me, Lord of every
Hallelujah. You have torn hypocrisy. You have led me through the deep. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You stepped into my Egypt. You took me by the hand. You have marched me out in freedom into the promised land. Now I will not forget you, God. I'll sing of all you've done. Death is swallowed up forever by the fury of your love. You stepped into my Egypt. You took me by the hand. You marched me out in freedom into the promised land. Now I will not forget you, God. I'll sing of all you've done. Death is swallowed up forever by the fury of your love. You're the God who fights for me. You have motivated victory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You have torn apart the sea. You have led me through the deep. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You're the God who fights for me, Lord of every victory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You have torn apart the sea. You have led me through the deep. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. The weapon may be formed, but it won't prosper. When the darkness falls, it won't prevail. Because the God I serve knows only how to triumph. My God will never fail. My God will never fail. I'm going to see a victory. I'm going to see a victory. For the battle belongs to you, Lord. I'm going to see a victory. I'm going to see a victory. For the battle belongs to you, Lord. Oh. 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 There's power in the mighty name of Jesus. Every war he wages, he will win. I'm not backing down from any giant, because I know how this story ends. Yes, I know how this story ends. I'm going to see a victory. I'm going to see a victory. For the battle belongs to you, Lord. I'm going to see a victory. I'm going to see a victory. For the battle belongs to you, Lord. I'm going to see a victory. I'm going to see a victory, for the battle belongs to you, Lord. I'm going to see a victory. I'm going to see a victory, for the battle belongs to you, Lord. Oh, yes, thank you, Lord.
You take what the enemy meant for evil, and you turn it for good. You turn it for good. Take what the enemy meant for evil, and you turn it for good. You turn it for good. You take what the enemy meant for evil, and you turn it for good. You turn it for good. You take what the enemy meant for evil, and you turn it for good. You turn it for good. I'm gonna see a victory. I'm gonna see a victory. For the battle belongs to you, Lord. I'm gonna see a victory. I'm gonna see a victory. For the battle belongs to you, Lord. I'm gonna see a victory. I'm gonna see a victory. For the battle belongs to you, Lord. I'm gonna see a victory. I'm gonna see a victory. For the battle belongs to you, Lord. You take what the enemy meant for evil, and you turn it for good. You turn it for good. You take what the enemy meant for evil, and you turn it for good. You turn it for good. Yeah, yeah. You take what the enemy meant for evil, and you turn it for good. You turn it for good. Yeah. You take what the enemy meant for evil, and you turn it for good. You turn it for good. I'm gonna see a victory. I'm gonna see a victory. For the battle belongs to you, Lord. I'm gonna see a victory. I'm gonna see a victory. For the battle belongs to you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I can hardly see it. Took me so long to believe it. Let all the strife see. This is my victory. Passion could never earn it. Give when we don't deserve it. Knowing someone like me. Well, this is my victory, yes. You are my champion. Giants fall when you stand undefeated. Every battle you won. I am who you say I am. You crown me with confidence. I am seated in the heavenly place undefeated. By the one who has conquered it all. Now I can finally see it. Took me so hard to believe it. Let all the striving see. This is my victory. You are my champion.
Giants fall when you stand undefeated. Every battle you won, I am who you say I am. You crown me with confidence. I am seated in the heavenly place, undefeated by the one who has conquered it all. Oh, you have conquered it all. Oh, when I lift my voice and shout, miracles start breaking up. I have the authority Jesus has given me. When I open up my mouth, every wall comes crashing down. I have the authority Jesus has given me. When I lift my voice and shout, miracles start breaking out. I have the authority Jesus has given me. When I open up my mouth, miracles start breaking out. I have the authority Jesus has given me. You are my champion. Giants fall when you stand undefeated. Every battle you've won, I am who you say I am. Crown me with confidence. I am seated in the heavenly place, and I'm defeated by the one who has conquered it all. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We have this in you tonight. Thank you. That in you we can have victory. Victory comes from you. Miracles come from you. Thank you, Jesus, that in you we can be free. In you we can have liberty. In you we can have victory. Thank you that you've given us all of these wonderful things, and that we can have these things in you, because you're the one, you're the God who gives us those things. And I thank you for your hand on our life. Thank you that you caused the storms of life that try to rock against us, rock our boats, try to stand in our way. Thank you that they will calm down. In your name, Jesus. In your name, Jesus. They will calm down. In your name. Thank you for what you're doing in each and every one of our lives. Each and every one of the lives of these listeners who have made a wonderful decision to tune in to this broadcast tonight. And what a wonderful decision that it is that they would decide to tune in, to learn about you, to learn of your ways, to learn what there is to know about you. And I thank you, Master, for that. Thank you
that you're meeting every need tonight, represented by these listeners. I don't know what all they need. I don't know what each individual who is tuned in, I don't know what they need, but I thank you that you're meeting every need represented. You're healing their bodies, their minds, their finances, their careers, you know, whatever it is that they need help, that they need for you to help them with. Thank you that you are meeting their needs right here, right now, in your name, O Lord. And now I make my confession over this program. Wait, first of all, I thank you for this time in your word tonight. Thank you that the listeners have ears to hear this word, that they're ready to pay attention, ready to focus on you, ready to receive whatever it is that you have for them tonight, everything that you have for them tonight through this word, that you anoint me to speak this word. And I thank you, Master, that they will be doers of this word. Thank you, Master, that your anointing is upon them for this, that you've anointed them for these days. Thank you, Master. Now, I thank you. I make my confession over this program. Sponsors and partners come into this program. Finances come in. Many, many, many more listeners tune into this program. Most importantly of all, I thank you for the huge amount of souls coming into your kingdom, Lord. Jesus. Matchless.
Amen.
I would like for you to go turn with 2 Corinthians chapter 5. Amen. 2 Corinthians chapter 5. Begin with verse 1. Now we know that if the early tent, the earthly tent that we live in is destroyed, and we have a building from God, an eternal house in heaven, not built by human hands. I don't know about you, listeners, but I plan to go to heaven. Not built by human hands. Meanwhile, we groan, longing to be clothed with our heavenly dwelling, because when we are clothed, we will not be found naked. For while we are in this tent, we groan and are burdened, because we do not wish to be unclothed, but to be clothed with our heavenly dwelling, so that what is mortal may be swallowed up by life. Now it is God who has made us for this very purpose, and has given us the Spirit as a deposit, guaranteeing what is to come. Therefore, we are always confident, and we know that as long as we are at home in the body, we are away from the Lord. We live, we walk by faith, not by sight. We are confident, I say. We prefer to be away from the body and at home with the Lord, so that we make our goal to please, whether we are at home in the body or away from it. For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that each one may receive what is due him for the things done while in the body, whether good or bad. We know what it is to fear the Lord. We try to persuade men. What we are is plain to God, and I hope that it is also plain to your conscience. We are not trying to commend ourselves to you again, but we are giving the opportunity to take pride in so that you can take pride in what you mean rather than what is in the mind. If we are out of our mind, it is for the sake of God. If we are in our right mind, it is for you, for Christ's love, because we are convinced that one deed for all. And therefore, one died for all, and therefore all died. And he died for all, that those who live should no longer live for themselves, and was raised again. So, from now on, we regard no one from a worldly point of view. That we once regarded Christ, therefore, anyone is in Christ. He is a new creation. The old is passed away. The new has come. All this is from God, who recognizes us by himself through Christ and gave us the ministry of reconciliation, that God was reconciling the world to himself in Christ and counting men's sins against him. And he has committed to us the message of reconciliation. We are therefore Christ's ambassadors, as though God were making his appeal through us. We implore you on Christ's behalf, be reconciled to God. God made us who had no sin to be sin for us, so that in him we might become righteousness of God. So what you see here, what I want to talk to you about tonight is this. Walking by faith, not by sight. Sight, what do you mean? You say, what do you mean walk by faith, not by sight? What do you mean by sight? What do you see? What are the circumstances around you? What did the doctor say? What did other people say? What did the accountant say? What did all these different other people, what did they say? Well, if they said things that were negative, if the doctor said, you have cancer, or you have a heart issue, or you have something else, and they say it kills most people who get it, and you have only this much time, what I would be saying is, in the name of Jesus, I live and not die. I live and not die. I'm healthy and not sick. I'm strong and not weak. And you walk in God with faith, speaking out those things that are not as though they are. You call those things out. You name it and claim it. And you don't doubt it. And you put works to your faith, you know, sowing into the gospel, telling people about Jesus. You know, those are great ways to put works to your faith. Because the Bible tells us that faith without works is dead, being alone. Same time, you can't just have works but have no faith. But, you know, here's what you can't have going on with your faith. Fear. You cannot be living in fear and walking. You can't be loaded up on all kinds of fear and live in faith. If you are fearless, you are faith. You can be faithful. If you are fearful, then you'll be faithless very well at all. They don't. So I choose in my life, in God, knowing who I am, believing it, knowing that I am who I am, believing in who I am, believing in it. Of course, I continue to believe him, and I believe him, I trust him. And I just know that he's going to do what he said in his word. And think of Jesus' disciples, where they'd be a couple of different times they were in the boat. Storms came. Rather than trust Jesus, what they should have done, which is what they should have done, Jesus was right there. They should have just had faith. They should have just had faith. But they didn't. Instead, some were sitting there going, "Master, Master, help, 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 we're going to drown." They were acting basic, they were essentially acting like a kid who needed saved by the lifeguard at the pool. They're acting like someone who needed saved by the lifeguard at the pool. But, you know, he saved them. In a couple of different cases, Jesus said, "Oh, you of little faith, why did you doubt?" And then another one of them said, "Well, who is this man? Even the winds and the sea obey him." They should have just trusted him. That's what they should have done, is trust him, knowing that he would work it out for them, that he would help them. but they, what? And then Peter, the one time Peter, he says, well, Jesus, if it's you, let me just come walk on water to go to Jesus. He said, let me just come walk on the water. And then Jesus basically, you know, comforts him. He says, it's me. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. Folks, be afraid of your circumstances. Can't be afraid of them. When you hear the cancer word, when you hear the word carcinoma, when you hear the word, when you hear, you know, those different words, or you hear the word bankruptcy, or you hear the word failure, or you hear the word, you know, you can just bring, we don't have to live in fear. We walk by faith and we say, no, in the name of Jesus, I am healed. I am whole. I am not a failure. I am rich. I am who God says I am. Part of walking by faith and not by sight is watching your confession. That tongue that we talked about last night. Watching what comes out of it. Making good confessions and not bad ones. Calling yourself healed, prosperous, not poor, a bum, and sick.
Sorry about that.
We're just looking at the little precious clock. But instead of walking in fear, we live by faith. And I love what's in another verse that we didn't read tonight, but we did not read it tonight, but it says this. We are partakers in Christ. We are partakers in Christ. We are partakers in Christ if we keep the faith in him all the way to the end. All the way to the end. Then we are partakers in Christ. Why I keep my faith in him. And not get into the whole thing of doubt and unbelief and despair and all this other stuff that can go with it. Feeling like you're not going to make it, hopeless. Nope. Instead, I keep my faith in him. But he will do what he said in his word. He will do what he said in his word. And I keep on believing. I keep on receiving. I keep on saying. And I just keep on keeping on, knowing that he's going to do it. And it's nothing that I sit here and go, I wish, I wish, I wish, I wish, I wish. Nope. Because I know in my heart and I just keep on trusting in him and obeying him. And keeping my faith in him. Think of something. I think of something he heard Dr. Hagen say once, that there will become a day near the end that people will need to hear the elementary basics of faith all over again. They'll have to learn to walk by faith all over again. And so we don't have to live by what we see. We don't have to live by what we feel. Because I know that he's here with me. Through him, I can do anything. Because it's him who strengthens me. Not me who strengthens me. It's him who strengthens me. I know that for a fact. It's Jesus. And so that's why I can live in him. That's why I can trust in him. And just know that his promises are yes and amen. They're not void. So, you know, when you talk to your circumstances, you can say to them, to these mountains, be thou removed, cast into the sea, and it will be done for them. It didn't say be removed and cast into the sea, and maybe, just maybe, it might. No, he said it will, it shall be. Now, Heavenly Father, thank you for this time in your word tonight. Thank you, Master, that these listeners have, for all these listeners who tuned in tonight, thank you that tuning in, that you redeem their time, that you just, that this would help them, that this would help them. And that they'll put it to use in their own lives individually. And that they will have faith in you as they walk with you. I pray that those listeners who don't know you tonight, may they call me and give their lives to you tonight. Stand on the sidelines and wait anymore. But instead give their lives to you. Amen. Now, dun, 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 time for the super pick. Sunday night, 6:30 p.m. in City of Yeah, that's right. In the great city of Arizona, But Glendale, Arizona, Glendale, Arizona, you have the Chiefs of Kansas City taking on the Eagles of Philadelphia. Eagles from the NFC, Chiefs from the AFC. And you have one of the best offenses going up against one of the best. One of the best offenses who also has one of the best defenses. So they're very good at both. The Eagles are. Chiefs, there's things that they are great at too. But when I make this prediction, my honest prediction for the game, for the big game, the Super Bowl on Sunday, is fly like an eagle, 30, hail to the Chiefs, 21. I do think the Eagles will win, but I don't think it'll quite be a blowout like what some think. It'll be a little bit closer than that. But as for me during the Super Bowl, I'll be watching it in Florida. Florida is where I will be to watch it. Psalm 91 over us in the name of Jesus. I say that no evil shall befall us and no plague shall come nigh our dwelling because you have given your angels charge over us to keep us in all of our ways. No drug or drunk driver, no rapist, no burglar, no murderer, no sickness, no disease, no fire, flood, or crash. None of this evil stuff is going to come near us or our loved ones. We're going to live in great peace and great joy and be in prosperity and be a powerful witness for you, Jesus. Amen. Until next time, God first, God always. So long, everybody, and I will talk to you in Florida, maybe on a beach somewhere. So long, everybody.